Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios, and as promised, it is time for some NBA news and notes, our breakdown of the playoffs. But we've got a ton of storylines to get into tonight. We're delighted to welcome back from NBA TV Jared Greenberg, who joins us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Jared.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always good to have you on the program. And before we break down the 2016 playoffs, news about the Miami Heat and Chris Bosh declared out for the remainder of the season. The Heat put an end to the speculation about Chris Bosh's playoff status. What was your reaction to the news?
Well, really, I wasn't that surprised. I think that because we didn't have that much information, there hasn't been much coming out. There's really been nothing released by the Heat. They've been allowing Chris Bosh to control the narrative of the story, and Chris hasn't released that many details. So I think the fact that we hadn't heard much maybe allowed us to think the door was open for him to return. But when you consider the severity of just, the nature of this type of the problem he's dealing with, you don't want to mess with that. And while Chris is a competitor, he wants to get out on the court, and it's looking more and more like Miami's going to get a chance to play LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, you can understand why he'd be so fired up to try and get out there. But just a year ago, we were talking about Chris Bosh being happy to be alive.
Right.
He's got to be able to put his health first, and you can understand Miami's unwillingness to budge on this and really make sure that he, as a human being, is going to be okay before he returns to the basketball court.
Well, Chris Bosh has not played since the All-Star break after a reoccurrence of blood clots that sidelined him for the season. So, obviously, this seems like it's in the best interest of Chris Bosh, but when do you think we'll see him play again?
Well, hopefully it's next season. I mean, Chris released a statement a couple of months back that he was hopeful that he would return this year. We don't know whether it's because of the medication that he's on that they won't allow him to play, or whether it's the severity of what he's dealing with. But hopefully we'll see him, and this is a problem. This is now the second time this has happened to Chris Bosh, happened the same thing a year ago, or something we believe to be similar. So let's hope that he can get right with the doctors and they can clear him to play for next season, because it seems like he's got a lot of great basketball ahead of him.
NBA TV's Jared Greenberg is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're zeroing in on the Miami Heat, talking about Chris Bosh's situation. Obviously, top priority is his health. Do you think he should retire?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I have no idea, to be honest with you. Like I said, I don't know where he is with his diagnosis, and with the prognosis, they just have not released that much information. So, obviously, if it's a life and death situation still, then yeah, then he should put his life first. But I don't know if that's the case.
How much does this impact, as far as with Chris Bosh, in terms of the Heat's chances to make a really deep run, as you were talking about the opportunity to perhaps face the Cavaliers?
Well, I mean, Chris was playing at a pretty high level at some points throughout the course of this year. He was an All-Star. I think that they still can go pretty far. I think that Toronto has shown some weaknesses. I think that we've seen the Eastern Conference get exposed a bit here in the playoffs with just some not great play. We've seen a lot of blowouts. Obviously, Toronto made it interesting in Game 1, but I would say that Miami doesn't need Chris Bosh to beat Toronto in a 7-game series. Their chances would be a lot better against Cleveland, but I think that they're still going to give him a run, assuming they match up, and I think it'll still be very competitive.
Oh, let's hit on the Raptors. Kyle Lowry, how about that half-court, that heave, that big shot by him to force the game into overtime? That was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Well, it's about time he got something to go down. I mean, he was historically,
right.
He's having the worst playoffs in the last 15 years.
I mean,
nobody's taken as many shots as he had and missed as many. His shooting percentage has just been awful. And it's, now the third straight year where he's struggling in the playoffs, and he's admitted it's a mental thing. He was out back on the court late into the night after Game 1 shooting, trying to get it right. Hopefully he turns it around. I thought he had one of the best seasons in the NBA this year. He got his body in shape for this long haul, hoping it would be a long playoff push. But he's got to step up here. And he if he's going to be a star in this league, he's got to perform on the biggest stage, and it's right in front of him right now.
Well, it's one thing to make a big shot, but just you're not talking about this shooting funk that he's been in. I mean, do you hold the belief that perhaps he can muscle his way out of this and regain his form and get out of this funk?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, like I said, he's had a great couple of regular seasons. Now he's got to be able to show he can do it in the playoffs.
Hey, Jared Greenberg with us just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. You can go to our podcast, arena.com, click on the YSR tab. Obviously, breaking news this past week, the Indiana Pacers part ways with Frank Vogel. What was your reaction to the news?
Well, we kind of saw it coming when Larry Bird announced the press conference on Wednesday for Thursday. But I'm just flabbergasted. I don't know what more you could have asked Frank Vogel to do. Larry Bird kind of imposed this will on Frank before the season, making them change their style of play, wanted to kind of evolve with the rest of the league.
Right.
They got rid of the core pieces, or a lot of the core pieces that helped them get the back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals, which is fine. You want to change. But then the pieces that Larry Bird brought in for Frank Vogel clearly weren't going to be enough. And then Paul George coming back from his horrific injury, I don't know that you could have expected him to play as well as he did. And Frank Vogel, throughout the course of the year, once he realized what he had, Miles Turner and Jan Mahinmi, went back to kind of that old-school inside-out play with the bigger lineups, because that's what the personnel was best suited for. And Frank Vogel, I don't think we've seen a series in recent years where the 7 seed had a legitimate shot to beat a 2 seed. I mean, a 2 seed that was coming off a historic year for their franchise. How often do you think that a 7 seed has a realistic shot of knocking him off? Mm-hmm. And not only did we think that they had a realistic shot, they went to Game 7. So what Frank Vogel did was just a masterful job with this team and what he's done the last few years. And Larry Bird now wants something better. I mean, I think you got to be careful. Larry Bird, as the president of this team, he hasn't drafted very well. He hasn't made very smart trades in recent years. He's had some struggles to give Frank Vogel great personnel, yet Frank Vogel continues to make this a playoff team. Yeah, they missed it last year because they had all the injuries and Paul George was out, and we saw that Paul George is now an MVP candidate again. He's playing at that type of level. You got to be careful that the grass is not always greener, and I don't know what they're going to get that's going to be better than Frank Vogel, and I feel bad for him that he was fired in this situation.
Who do you think Larry Bird has his eye on, though, Jared?
I have no idea. He's right. He said it's not Kevin McHale. There's a lot of great coaching candidates out there, but I don't know what exactly he's looking for aside from more offense. There's a million different names out there. I just hope it's somebody that's a high-profile guy that really is a step up from Frank Vogel, and there's not that for very many candidates that I would feel comfortable saying would be a step up.
So much more to get into, but we are out of time. Jared Greenberg of NBA TV has been with us. We look forward to our next conversation. Enjoy the playoffs, and great job, Jared.
Thank you so much. You too. Have fun.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.